It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast that acts as your daily mindfulness training session. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're going to dive into something fascinating: how mindfulness can actually change the brain. Yes, practicing mindfulness doesn't just make it feel calmer in the moment. It can lead to real, measurable changes in your brain, which has profound impacts on your mental and emotional well-being. So let's talk first about what is neuroplasticity. The brain is far more adaptable than we used to think. This adaptability is known as neuroplasticity, which is the brain's ability to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections. Every time you learn something new or practice a skill, you are strengthening and building new pathways in your brain. So when you engage in mindfulness, you are not just calming your mind temporarily, you're literally reshaping how your brain functions over time. Research shows that consistent mindfulness practice can lead to significant changes in brain structure and function. One of the key areas impacted by mindfulness is the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making, focus, and emotional regulation. With regular mindfulness practice, the prefrontal cortex becomes more developed, making it easier to manage stress, control impulses, and stay focused. On the flip side, mindfulness reduces activity in the amygdala, which is the part of the brain that controls our fight or flight response. This means that with consistent practice, we become less reactive to stress and better equipped to handle challenges without being overwhelmed by fear or anxiety. So how does this happen? Let's break it down with an example. Imagine that you've been practicing mindfulness for a few months. You're doing daily meditations. You're paying attention to the present moment throughout your day. During this time, your brain has been forming new neural connections that support focus, emotional regulation, and stress management. These new pathways become stronger the more you practice, making it easier for you to stay calm in stressful situations and for you to maintain emotional balance. At the same time, the pathways that lead to stress and reactivity start to weaken. This is because the brain operates on a use it or lose it principle. So when you stop feeding those anxious or reactive thought patterns, the connections that support them begin to fade. One of the most exciting things about mindfulness is that the benefits compound over time. The more you practice, the more your brain adapts, creating lasting changes that help improve focus, reduce anxiety, and also boost your overall mental clarity. Studies have actually shown that even just 8 weeks of regular mindfulness practice can lead to measurable changes in brain structure, including increased gray matter in areas associated with memory, emotional regulation, and self-awareness. That's why I actually regularly run people through an 8-week course of mindfulness that takes you through all of the major topics, but more importantly, gives you practice week to week in each of those eight topics. So you can find that at jeremywest.net, which I'll mention at the end of the episode. But to put it simply, the more consistently you practice mindfulness, the more your brain rewires itself for calm, clarity, and emotional resilience. Imagine you're a gardener. You're tending to a tree. And at first, the tree might be small and fragile, but with regular watering, with sunlight and care, that tree begins to grow stronger and more resilient. Mindfulness is like watering and nurturing your brain. It may take time, but with consistent practice, your brain becomes more capable of handling stress, regulating emotions, and staying present. Just as a tree develops deep roots over time, your mindfulness practice creates deep neural pathways in your brain that allow you to stay grounded in moments of stress or uncertainty. The more you nurture this practice, the more your brain will reward you with a sense of calm and focus, even in difficult moments. So let's look at some practical tips to rewire your brain with mindfulness. Number one, I mention this often, start small, but be consistent. You do not need to meditate for hours a day to see changes in your brain. I would recommend to to make sure that you build a habit, start with 1 minute a day and then slowly build up to 5 or 10 minutes. Even 5 to 10 minutes of mindfulness practice daily can start to rewire your brain. The key is consistency. Now, any time, whatever time of day works best for you is best. For me, I do it first thing in the morning before I do anything else. And I have another fellow podcaster, Mike Kaplan's voice in my head. There's an episode where he asked someone if they meditated, and they said, yeah, not really. I often think I should meditate, but then I think I'll meditate after this or after that. And Mike said, no, meditate before that. And every morning when I wake up and I think that I might do this or that before meditating, I hear Mike Kaplan saying, no, meditate before that. If that helps anybody else, that's great. The key, though, is consistency. Set aside a few minutes every day. Focus on your breath. Observe your thoughts or engage in a body scan meditation. And at jeremywest.net, you can find either the It's Now Again app or the Patreon, and there are guided meditations there that you can use. Integrate mindfulness into your daily life. Mindfulness doesn't have to be limited to formal meditation sessions. In fact, the point of the meditation sessions is to practice to make it easier to use it in real life. So you can practice mindfulness while you're walking or eating or even during conversations. By staying present in these everyday activities, you're reinforcing those new neural pathways in your brain. You're strengthening your ability to stay calm and focused. Number three, practice self-compassion. Remember that mindfulness is not about perfection. If your mind wanders or you struggle with stress, that is okay. It's completely normal. The act of noticing when your mind has wandered and gently bringing your focus back to the present moment, that's where the magic happens. This self-compassion helps further rewire your brain for emotional resilience. Number four, set a daily intention for brain rewiring. If you'd really like to work on this, maybe today's intention for you could be, how many more ways can I continue to strengthen my brain's resilience and calm even more? This intention will keep you focused on using mindfulness as a tool to create lasting changes in your brain and your well-being. Mindfulness offers far more than just temporary relief from stress. It can create lasting positive changes in your brain that improve your overall well-being and your mental health. By tapping into the power of neuroplasticity, you are rewiring your brain for calm, focus, and resilience. And the best part, anyone can do this, no matter where you're starting from, even people like me with ADHD. Well, that's it for today's episode. I do hope that you have found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can literally change your brain for the better. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance, as I mentioned, I do offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. And you can also check out the new It's Now Again app. Hopefully it's up by the time this episode is, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey toward mental clarity and emotional resilience. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.